Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Plenty of things to talk about tonight. One thing I wanted to start out with was something that's pretty disturbing. Somebody earlier this week, I think it was one of our callers, maybe it was Saturday, but earlier this week, someone suggested that eventually the government might be suggesting, or not suggesting, but the government might be demanding that people limit the amount of children that they have. And seems like a ludicrous suggestion, right? It seems that couldn't happen here in North America. That's just, that's something that the commies do over in China, right?
I don't know that it sounds ludicrous to me. Not to me. I mean, you know, population's a big burden on a socialist system. And
yeah,
it seems like people are pushing for a socialist system. More population's going to be a problem in that area.
Well, according to the Financial Post, which my understanding is a Canada state-run organization, I'm not positive on that, but it's definitely out of Canada. And the story here is that, and this is appears to be some sort of an editorial thing, the inconvenient truth overhanging the UN's Copenhagen conference is not that the climate is warming or cooling, but that humans are overpopulating the world. A planetary law, such as China's one-child policy, is the only way to reverse the disastrous global birth rate currently, which is 1 million births every 4 days. The world's other species, vegetation, resources, oceans, arable land, water supplies, and atmosphere are being destroyed and pushed out of existence as a result of humanity's soaring reproduction rate. Ironically, China, despite its dirty coal plants, is the world's leader in terms of fashioning policy to combat environmental degradation thanks to its one-child-only edict. The intelligence behind this is the following. If only one child per female was born as of now, the world's population would drop from its current 6.5 billion to 5.5 billion by the year 2050, according to a study done for Scientific Academy Vienna Institute of Demography. By 2075, there would be 3.43 billion humans on the planet. This would have immediate positive effects for the world's forests, other species, the ocean's atmospheric quality, and living standards. Doing nothing, by contrast, say the so-called experts, will result in an unsustainable population of 9 billion by the year 2050. And so the proposal here is a global law.
That's what they're talking about. People, I mean, what seems to me to be the most fundamental of rights, which is the right to reproduce, and I admit that it's, you know, there's dire predictions
right
out there.
Well, you still have that right just once.
Right. If you can only do it once, then it's not a right.
Humans are the only, this is, again, the editorial here.
But what if you lose a child?
That's a good question. I don't know. They might put exemptions in there. Humans are the only rational animals, they say, but have yet to prove it. Medical and other scientific advances have benefited by delivering lower infant mortality rates as well as longevity. Both are welcome, but humankind has not yet recalibrated its behavior to account for the fact that the world can only accommodate so many people, especially if billions get indoor plumbing and cars. The fix is simple. It's dramatic. And yet the world's leaders don't even have this on their agenda in Copenhagen. Instead, there will be photo ops, posturing, optics, blah, blah, blah about climate science and climate fraud, announcements of giant wind farms, then cap and trade subsidies. None will work unless a China one-child policy is imposed. Unfortunately, there are powerful opponents. Leaders of the world's big fundamentalist religions preach in favor of procreation and fiercely oppose birth control. And most political leaders in emerging economies perpetuate a disastrous catch-22. Many children stave off hardship in the absence of a social safety net or economic development, which in turn prevents protections or development.
Ah, see, there's the socialist hook. If you have a social safety net, then people don't feel like they have to have so many children, so we have to have a social safety net. I was wondering where it was.
China has proven that birth restriction is a smart policy. Its middle-class class grows, all its citizens have housing, healthcare, education, and food, and the one out of five human beings who live there are not overpopulating the planet.
Okay, there's causation and correlation. The fact that their middle class has grown doesn't mean that their one-child policy has anything to do with that. The United States middle class grew for quite some time until tyranny was imposed. China's, in fact, becoming more lax, more free over there.
I was going to say, their economic policies have actually been loosening up, have they not?
Right.
Yes.
Can I not make the statement that more freedom causes the middle class to grow?
I think that's a safe statement because the more regulation, the more control you have, the greater the gap becomes between poor and rich, and it destroys the middle class. So, yeah, I think that's fairly accurate.
And actually, there's this. It's really sort of a different subject, but they brought it up, and that's they're talking about all the destruction of resources that is happening because of so many people. But there's actually a lot of evidence to tie poverty to the destruction of resources. When people are desperate and they're, when you're talking the forests that are being cleared out, old growth mm-hmm. forests that are being cleared out, that's happening because people are poverty stricken and they're, it's easy to exploit.
Why would a forest be? I don't understand. Why would a forest be cleared out because there's poor people?
Because they'll use it for farming. They'll just clear the land to use for farming and things like that.
The poor people will?
No, yes. But usually it's not privately owned. A lot of it is countries that are in desperation are usually doing that. So
the land isn't owned in the same way as owned in the United States. If you go into a state forest in the United States and start chopping trees down, it's not going to be too long before you've got a problem on your hands. However, when you have a poorer nation, then you have a smaller infrastructure, and therefore they don't have these, the state forests aren't managed in the same way. So you go in and you clear cut forests for these the wood that you can sell or whatever you can get out of cutting things down. Nobody's going to stop you because there's just not enough infrastructure.
Back to the story here. They say that editorial says, for those who balk at the notion that government should control family sizes, just wait until the growing human population turns twice as much pasture land into desert as is now the case, or when the Amazon is gone, the elephants disappear for good, and wars erupt over water, scarce resources, and spatial needs. The point is that Copenhagen's talking points are besides the point. The only fix is if all countries drastically reduce their populations, clean up their messes, and impose mandatory conservation measures. So this is the proposal from the Financial Post in Canada. So people in the Western world here openly now proclaiming the need for government regulation on how many kids you can have.
I think a lot of this is just sort of perceptions that people have that's distorted. Because I remember talking to people who say that America, the United States is overpopulated.
Ludicrous.
And it is ludicrous, but they probably live in a dense populated area. If you look at the United States, actually, the way that it's set up, there's actually really, really densely populated cities.
Yes.
And then lots and lots and lots of open space in between with forests. Not necessarily really old growth forests, but forested,
Yeah.
And old growth forests.
But that's not the perception people have. They don't go out and walk miles and miles and miles in the woods. You would think that they would get the picture when they drive from one city to the next and they're spending hours on a road where all they see is forest, and then every now and then they'll see an exit. And then forest, 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 and then an exit where there's a little town. And then, miles and miles and miles
there's
and miles. And then finally you hit a big city.
Right.
And they don't get the picture. No, there's huge, vast amounts of open space. But they live in a congested city with a lot of traffic and where real estate is expensive, and that's artificially pumped up mostly because of statism and controls, and a lot of property is owned by the government and they hold on to it, and people cannot afford to have their own property. You have to fight over this little bit that they let people have, and so only the wealthy end up having it. And so there's this sense that there's too many people, but that's people are leaping to that conclusion not based on real evidence, but just based on their sort of personal anecdotal experiences.
Right, and they believe that not only are there too many people, but there are too few resources, that the Earth cannot sustain population growth beyond a certain point. Maybe there's some truth to that statement. I'm certainly no expert on what you need to sustain growth, but I know that there's some neat ideas out there about how to maximize yields on crops and things like that, like growing vertically. No one's trying that one yet. Not to say that we're out of cropland, like you're saying, Dale. There's all kinds of empty space out there. 800-259-9231. Let's dig a little further into this here in a moment. Take your thoughts at 1-800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, webcam. Plus, we've even got the brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines. You can dial in from any phone, that as long as you can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live wherever you are. The details are there for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start today, the 7-day challenge at startpage.com.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We shared a story with you from the Financial Post, and I don't know why I'd heard that it was Canada-run. It's not actually run by the government of Canada. It is a Canadian publication. Diane Francis is the editor there, and it was Diane Francis who wrote the story that we were talking about, where basically she is advocating for a one-child policy globally. And she's suggesting the hell with all of these tinkerings with the other laws as far as changing the miles per gallon or this little tax or cap and trade or whatever else. She's saying screw all of that. Just cut down on the amount of babies that people can have, and that'll solve the world's environmental problem.
It does sound like an easy solution if you take for granted that there is in fact a man-made climate problem, and you believe all the rhetoric that they say behind that, and you believe that there's a problem with human overpopulation. I've been in that camp before, and so I understand the arguments.
And she sort of conveniently glazes over the horrific problems that have come out of that one-child policy in a place like China, where it's still pretty sexist, and lots of families that they want their one child to be male. They want to carry on the family name, and again, it's still pretty sexist, and so there are infanticide happening at a rate like nowhere else, I believe. And there's lots of families, if they have having a girl, putting them up for adoption, and so a lot of unwanted children, more female, primarily female. And Mark, you mentioned, I kind of forgot about this, but I don't even know what happens if you have a child that's maybe born with a mild deformity or some kind of imperfection. I hate to imagine what all.
I don't know either. It sounds scary, though, what could possibly happen in a situation like that. One of the things that one of my producers pointed out here during the break was that it's true that the world at this point can only sustain so many people. There are only so many resources to go around, that sort of thing. But as he points out, by the time 2050 comes around, the predictions are that there'll be 9 billion people in the world at that point, if things go unabated as they currently are in most places. But the question becomes, well, what kind of wonderful technology will be created from here till there that will make it so that 9 billion is no big deal and that it's easy to sustain? We can't envision that right now.
Currently, China's the one that's the nation that's growing the most, and it's also the nation that
economically,
is,
you mean,
and population-wise.
Oh, okay.
In both areas, and what you find is that the more prosperous a nation is, the lower the birth rate.
Why is that?
Why is that? Because people want to continue their prosperity. They look at prosperity as a possibility in their life, as opposed to I'm going to live this way for the rest of my life in a dirt hole or wherever it is that they're living. So they want to be able to continue to live a more prosperous life. People know innately that children cost money in a non-agrarian situation.
Yeah.
So they, if they're responsible for that child in a more free society, they're responsible for that child, the birth rate goes down. So freedom in this area can actually result in a cap on the amount of children that are produced. Likely. I mean, this is just, you're just looking at how things have been by and large, and, I think that's the solution to the problem. Also, I believe that a free market will solve any problem, the vast majority of problems, and it will solve this.
I can't believe, and why is she suggesting subsidizing children? Well, let's do that first. Let's stop subsidizing reproduction by taxing people for education and welfare, tax benefits for dependents and so forth. I don't think we should be paying any taxes, of course, but I mean, a part of this really ridiculous tax structure is subsidies for people who have larger families and more children and so on. And I'm like, why do I have to pay more taxes? Because I had the sense to be more conscious about my, my own children. You know,
that's a great point.
Children.
Because in the workplace, women in many cases are given special exemptions by the law.
That's
true. If you
get
pregnant,
too.
You can just have your job. We'll just keep it here. In fact, we'll even give you pregnancy pay or whatever the heck.
And
there are different laws.
You get as long of a sabbatical as you want, and you can come back and get your job.
Right. So it encourages.
There's also sick days. People use up more sick days that are meant to be just, if you're sick, and now you have to take sick days for your children.
Yes,
so
right.
if you have children, then you're going to you end up using more sick days, end up leaving work earlier more often and things like that, and getting the same pay and same benefits as someone else, and more benefits actually usually, because it does cost, the company is shelling out more generally for health insurance for family members and things like that. That they don't do for the single employees or the employees that are married without children. And so you're working just as hard, most likely harder, if you're single or married without children and yet
not getting the
same.
Go have a kid so you can get all the perks. Have a kid so you can get all the, these bennies that are not available to you if you're a single person. So all of the system, the laws in the system, a lot of these laws encourage people to have children when they otherwise may decide not to.
Right.
And as Mark, you're pointing out,
I love my child. He's the most important thing in the world to me, but I would never imagine that in any way somebody else is obligated to take care of him. It's ludicrous.
So you've got two factors.
And you're putting your money where your mouth is, too. You're homeschooling.
He's 20 months old. Every 20-month old is homeschooled, right?
I guess that was the intention.
The intention, indeed. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's obligated to take care of my kid, why can't I get my friend's daughter who comes and does babysitting? Why doesn't she do it for free? How come I don't get my kid taken care of for free? Oh, I see they have to be 5 in order for the government to take care of them.
Oh, well, don't worry, Mark. They might come up with
government
preschool.
They keep pushing it up. They keep their preschool.
Oh, yeah. They want to indoctrinate your child.
They want to get them as early as possible to start indoctrinating.
Yes, and they want to steal other people's money so that they can indoctrinate your child. Absolutely.
So the system currently, with all of its welfare laws and all of its perks for pregnant moms and things like that, encourages people to have children when they might not otherwise. On the other side of that, more freedom. The free market encourages people to, in a developing economy, encourages people to have fewer children. And so it's the real answer to overpopulation is to just let people be free to make their own decisions and suffer the consequences of them. If you have kids, then you'll have to pay for them or go and ask people for help. You can't just expect to have the help like people expect today from the state. But to get rid of all of those laws would mean to emasculate the state, would mean to make the state less powerful and less influential, and people like Diane Francis over at the Financial Post would never want to see a proposal like that because she's a statist and she wants the state to have power. So she wants the welfare system. She wants the state to have schools and to do all of these things to control people's lives. And on top of that, she gets to decide, people like her will get to decide how many children you'll get to have inside that system. So freedom's the answer to overpopulation, but the statist's answers are violence. That's where it's at right now. And now you've actually got national papers coming out in favor of these rules. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have 2 solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's 1/4 the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets, jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam is authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up and keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just head on over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list. You'll know it then because it'll come right into your email box. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you probably ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to your phone call, Scott is in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott. Scott, Canada.
Hello, guys.
You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I think with this overpopulation, I think you're completely right. Firstly, it's only certain areas of the world that are overpopulated, certainly not Canada or North America. We have tons of room here, and I'm fat. There's tons of fat people in North America. We have plenty of food, right?
Yes.
It's these poorer areas, and I think Dale really hit it, and all of you, it's the socialism that allows for this population growth. I have four kids. I get a nice big fat check every month from the government to pay for them.
Jeez.
So, you know, maybe I would have less incentive if I had actually paid for government schools out of my own pocket or health care or any of these things. And I just think that's really part of the problem is the socialism.
I think you're right there, but in some parts of the world, it's just that they have despotic governments, not necessarily that they're socialist, like in poorer parts of Africa, where they just are not allowed to create wealth for themselves. They are prohibited from starting businesses and things like that. And
you now have a more rigorous definition of what socialism is. You're talking about, but I mean, you know, to some extent, the governments, even in you know, these poorer countries, still own the means of production. Essentially, they own everything. If you do anything well, they'll come in and take it. So they have socialist governments, and if you look at the you know, the sort of Fabian socialist definition, any government is considered socialist.
Okay, when I think socialist, I think forced wealth redistribution and things like that. And in places like that, you're just not even allowed to create wealth in the first place.
Right. They do redistribute the wealth. However, they just take it from the producers and they take it to the government. And then it doesn't. They don't make any effort to pretend like they're redistributing it to the poor after that. You're right. It's despotic in that sense.
Another thing that keeps some of these people down, like I'll use Africa as an example, where I don't really know the truth of it. I just know my perception of, you know, poor African people. Where there's off your population, or you have a family that can barely feed their children, but yet they still keep you on payments, because a lot of it is, I'll just blame the Catholic Church and their policy on condoms and how they encourage these people not to use condoms, to not spread, because people are going there trying to encourage them, give them HIV AIDS education, like you. Use this condom, because HIV is a huge problem in Africa.
Right.
But their religious leaders are saying, no, you know, that interrupts the natural process of God's work and all this crap. And that really makes me mad that they would do that to people when the living people are really important, I think. And they're doing this for the unborn, and not the end of all that, but I'm just saying that they would rather...
No, I think you're bringing up a good point. It's kind of a... We've touched on the ways that governments encourage people to procreate when they probably shouldn't, when economically they would normally have incentives or disincentives to procreate in a more free marketplace. But you're also touching on something worth bringing up, and that is that religions, these old-world religions that are just stuck in the past... They are also encouraging people to procreate with their silly rules about not having, you know, not being able to use condoms and other things like that, other birth control methods. I mean, it's just birth control, period, that is off limits, right? It's not just
condoms. Not only that, but Ian, their souls in heaven waiting to come down to their earthly bodies. And if you don't have as many kids as you can, you are violating, like, God's principles.
Yeah, I think God can handle that issue. You know, like,
yeah.
I understand. You know, I guess I hear what they're saying, but you know, my God's a little bigger than that. He can handle that issue.
Thank you, Scott.
That's what I was taught as a Mormon, and I imagine some other Christian religions believe that as well.
I think you're right about that, and I think that's pretty dangerous. So it's like a 1-2 punch. You've got the government rules that encourage people to procreate. You've got the religious rules that encourage it to happen. And in a free marketplace, absent all these silly religions, which, of course, would not necessarily go away in a free marketplace, but in a fantasy world, that would fix a lot. I thank you for the call. But then again, also the other point that was being made is that the free market can handle population growth, unlike despotic governments, unlike our socialist governments that can't. They have to have control. They have to have limits. They have to have mandates and things like that. So the marketplace can handle growth. The government doesn't know what the hell to do. So get violent.
I had a friend that said a while back, said that he felt like it felt to him like he needed to have as many kids as possible because those were lives that would just never happen, you know,
wow,
if he didn't have those kids. And I think to this day he's almost my age. I don't think he's had any kids yet.
You've got to find a willing partner.
Unless he had one and I didn't hear about it. But.
Well, you know, as they get more wealthy, the religion doesn't, as people get more wealthy, as they're allowed to be free and therefore prosper, the religion doesn't count as much. There's a lot of wealthy Catholics in the United States that are practicing birth control, whether they're allowed to by the church or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you, once again, government's at the root of this, and if you, you know, allow the people to have freedom, then they'll just basically at some point or another tell the Catholic Church
to go
church
to town sand.
Right? Forget it. We're just going to do what we want.
Melissa is on the line in California. Ladies first. Melissa, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Melissa. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, Mark. Ian, hi. First off, I'd like to just say that I appreciate what you guys do, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Dale's here, too. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Dale. So real quick, I'm over the past several months, I have, I'm going to kind of change topic. Over the past several months, I've been exposed to a free market voluntarist society, and I am really on board with the ideas and concepts, and I think it's a great idea, and I love what you guys do. I've just recently been listening to Free Talk Live, and I absolutely love it. I've been exposed by it through my boyfriend, and we've had some conversations, and he's explained, you know, what would happen in a free market society, and my only question stump is how would the roads work?
Okay, that's the rest of the show we have to spend on that. There's a dozen different ways, yeah.
We've answered it so many times. I want to have Dale step in on this.
Oh, no. I don't even know where to start. I think that there would be so many. Who funds the parking lot when you go to the store? Just to start for a way to think about this.
The private company does.
Right. They charge you for that parking lot?
No. No.
Okay.
Well, they do when you buy their products.
They want you to be able.
Yes.
But they don't. But you can park there and browse and then not buy anything
and
drive away.
You can go in and use their bathroom and drive away.
And they provide that parking lot because they want you to be able to come and shop at their store. And
right.
You have a driveway right now, and you have that so you can get to your house and so forth. And I think that a lot of there people talk about toll roads, you know, privately owned roads that would be toll roads, and that's certainly one thing that might happen. There's
exist in multitude in California. There's a lot of private roads in California in the toll variety.
But I think it's short-sighted to think that they're going to replace everything we have now. There would be a lot of roads that would merge together that are there owned by private people who want people to have access to, for whatever reason, usually for business, to conduct business and things like that.
So the companies would be able to come in and take over that property. You know, we've discussed
Come in and take it over. I think the toughest question for me to answer is like, you know, how would it transition over? Right? I think that would be a lot of different things happening. Well, you have to understand too, the state is not going to disappear overnight. What's going to happen is that I see it dissolving slowly as people wake up to a lot of grand illusions, and people are waking up to those illusions. And as that happens, I think you're going to see state power dissolving slowly and more getting phased out. So I don't think you're going to have a sudden thing happen. I think there's going to be lots of things, different things happening in different places as various levels of the state, you know, federal, state, local governments begin to lose power.
Melissa, if you want to come back and share a little bit more with us, you're welcome to. Hang on, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The roads, it's a real big issue with people. When you start talking about freedom, it's one of the first places people go is, well, how will I get from point A to point B without the government? More coming up. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50-90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining me tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those. freetalklive.com. Another great website you should visit is Dale's site, anarchyinyourhead.com. Also packed full of free stuff, cartoons and editorials and fun. AnarchyInYourHead.com. Also, well, there's some
There's even a whole section called Free Stuff.
Free, really?
Avatars, wallpapers, things like that that you can just download and spread all Excellent. Over the internet as much as you want, and I don't get upset and call lawyers or anything
and
like that.
And you've got new tools now behind the scenes to create the cartoons with you've been telling me about.
I've been, cool. I don't know if people noticed, the last cartoon I actually used two different styles because I used a panel from a previous cartoon, which has the old style, and I then continued it on. And I now have the tool that allows me to use pressure sensitive strokes. And I always draw on an ink on a pad on a mm-hmm. Wacom tablet. And so I can now draw I think it makes it look a little more organic and not so where you don't have the exact same line thickness all the way around. It's actually a little bit of
not so digital.
It's more like real drawing, yeah. A little closer to a natural drawing.
So go and take a look over at anarchyinyourhead.com. So we go back to Melissa. She's on the line in California. Heard about these freedom ideas from her boyfriend and had some questions specifically about roads. It's one of the sticking points for you, Melissa. Now, you'd heard what Dale had to say in response, the idea that, basically there would be probably different methods tried, but essentially it would be turned over to the marketplace. And your response?
Well, yeah, that was kind of where we always, my boyfriend and I would have these discussions, and I kept saying, right now, from my understanding, the roads are owned by the taxpayers, and, the government takes our money to supposedly repair these roads and everything, and then now all of a sudden the government, say, now doesn't exist if we go to this society. What would happen to the road, say, right outside my front door, comes out and claims that. Is that kind of how it works, you know?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. Once again, you said all of a sudden, and that's something I was sort of debunking in the previous segment, that I don't think anything's going to happen like that all of a sudden. I think you see people, as people wake up and begin to reject the authority claimed by status, that it will weaken it. The state will, that will be the only thing, I think, that will actually cause the state to shrink, is people rejecting the claim on authority that they claim to have, which is invalid. And I think at that point you will start seeing transitions take place.
I'm not the most innovative of people. I'm not a road expert or anything like that, but I can think of two very, I think, possible solutions to transition, because that's really the issue, is right, how do we get from where we are today with
monopoly
roads to free market roads? And I think there are two possibilities. One of them I like better than the other. The first one I don't care for that much. That is the idea that the government as it exists would essentially sell off its roads to the highest bidder. I think that's problematic because it brings politics into play.
And I reject their claim on ownership in the first place.
I agree with that.
They don't have a legitimate, their property claims are illegitimate, in my opinion.
So. I'm with you completely, Dale. I'm just saying that's also a possibility as to how it might happen
And it probably will. Yeah, it probably will in some places, just not everywhere.
I think the best idea I've ever heard is that essentially that the road should be ceded to the property owner that abuts it. Here in New Hampshire, apparently, Mark, you told me this, that when you look at the actual property line definitions for a given piece of property, it actually goes out to include a portion of the road that is adjacent to the property.
To the middle line.
So technically, my property does include a portion of the road that runs by it. And so it would make the most sense, in my opinion, to just simply cede all of that, just essentially to have the government go away and just allow people to stake that claim on their property that they is already theirs. So I would have the chunk of road. I've got a corner lot here in Keene, so I would have a little bit more road than the average person would, perhaps, out in front of their house. And what might happen then is really up to the market to decide. I was thinking perhaps maybe some road entrepreneurs would go around and make offers to people to say, hey, look, I know you guys don't want to take care of this road. You just want to take care of your house and all that. I'll take care of your road for you.
Maybe homeowner association type things just for the road. Like you have a homeowner association where you have one building and everyone owns their unit. You can think of that on a slightly different scale and context, where you have a neighborhood where you own a lot, but you want to have access to your house and other people need access to their houses and so on. And what you might have then is essentially a private road. That doesn't mean that you have to have a toll booth at the front and someone has to monitor everyone coming in.
You could.
But it's essentially, anymore, you don't have one on your house, but people know they can't go on your property. And so, unless they have a valid reason to be there, like, they're coming to a party at your house, or they just want to knock on your door and ask if you want to buy some Girl Scout cookies or something like that. And it's the same idea it could be with your road, where in the same way that a homeowner association maintains the building that everyone lives in through a homeowner association, there is some bureaucracy there. It's not necessarily my recommendation. The same thing, they might decide to do the same thing with their roads.
And that exists in condo associations and things like that.
They might cede ownership all cooperatively of that piece of the road to the homeowner association,
sure,
so that everyone owns that road collectively.
Importantly, to that point, Dale, they'd have to have 100% agreement for that to happen, which is possible. It's possible to get that.
Oh, it's very possible when you have to do something. I mean, you have to figure out, we live in a society where we have to work with other people all the time, and we make it work all kinds of different ways.
Well, yeah, you actually get
violence
to know your neighbors in that case.
We do it without violence all the time. When that's what has to be done, it's amazing how well you can get 100% cooperation.
And can we also point out here that in many private neighborhoods, there already are private roads, and when you compare those private roads to the government roads, it's a world of difference as far as how well many of them are maintained. In fact, we talked about a private city almost, and I forget what it was called, here in the United States, where all of the roads are actually privately run and are privately owned and operated, and it's just, they're just spectacular. You can look at Disney World.
Oh, yeah, look at Disney World. I was going to say, when there was some horrible accident where a bridge collapsed and killed a bunch of people, that was a government bridge, and there wasn't any particular incident for them to fix it. And when it collapsed, good luck holding them responsible for that. But imagine that happening in Disney World. I mean, it's not going to happen. I will bet, large sums of money it is not going to happen at Disney World, because they don't want the a liability. They don't want someone to get hurt. They are actually personally responsible if something happens because it is private property. And you can drive all over Disney World. You know, all those roads, they're you know, the huge vast majority of them are actually, I think they all
completely
are. Completely
public.
Open, yeah. Access. You can drive around. You know, they're hoping you're, and of course, most people aren't there unless they're going to go to Disney World. So they're getting plenty of money to pay for those roads. But they're not, there's no booths that say you can't get on this road unless you buy a ticket to Disney World.
And that's another point is the cost savings. Not only are the roads be better taken care of, but they could also be better taken care of for significantly less than the government's taking care of the roads, because the government doesn't have an incentive to save money or to do things efficiently.
And there won't be. And I think, you know, I think unions will be effective and useful, but they won't have the sort of an inordinate amount of power that they have now to get really ridiculous, to put really ridiculous pressure on governments and private companies. As they do now, often government unions, actually.
And, Mark, so. You mentioned earlier the roads out in California that are toll roads as an example of private roads. But those are still governmentally approved private roads. They've made a deal with the state so they can build their roads right next to the government roads and charge a toll for people to go really
so
fast.
So are the houses.
Okay.
But you don't make a deal with the state, with the local government to build a house?
Just the point I wanted to make about that is when you mention those, it makes it sound like, oh, crap, all the roads are going to be toll. But then when Dale brings up Disney World, you don't pay a toll to drive around on their roads. They're just open. You just go in and you do that.
If if all of America was toll roads, and I swear to God, we'll let you talk here in a minute, Melissa.
Oh, that's okay.
If all of America was toll roads, we'd pay significantly less in order to drive on those toll
it's
roads
true, but
than we currently do in order to have the privilege. I love how I am forced through property taxes to pay for the road that's out in front of my house and all over the state of New Hampshire and in the town that I live in, and I have a privilege to drive on it. I have the responsibility to pay for it, but I have the privilege to drive on it.
Well, and we're also subsidizing cars by having roads be completely public, and they're there for everyone's use no matter what, no matter how much they drive, no matter what else they do for communication. And if you are, and so other transportation options are not necessarily being explored to the extent that they would be. A lot of people might decide not to have cars if they had to pay more to drive on roads.
So, Melissa,
they have to shoulder the cost themselves.
So did you get your question answered?
Well, yeah, and I just also wanted to touch point a little bit on your maintenance thing, too. Just recently, or within the past year, a light was being replaced down the street from my house, and this thing was being built for months and months and months, and my boyfriend said, you know, within a private company, that would have been done very quickly, and, you know,
absolutely.
Here my money's getting wasted months on a time, you know.
Melissa, I hope you'll come on out here and join all the fun in New Hampshire, and I thank you for the call tonight, and I also, if you get a chance, submit a picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners. We'd love to have you up there. Thank you for the call. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.